This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Homeowners were allowed to return to Bird's Eye View area of Peyton yesterday after a fire that started Friday afternoon was fully contained.
Investigators are still looking into the cause of that house fire that forced those evacuations. The fire started inside a home Friday and then spread outward until it covered more than 20 acres.
Turning to coronavirus coverage now, Dr. Anthony Fauci says the U.S. appears to be headed in the right direction when it comes to COVID-19. However, five states, including Southern Colorado, saw new COVID cases jump by at least 10% in the past week compared to the week prior.
It's certainly going in the right direction. That's the good news. But we have to just be careful that we don't prematurely declare victory.
Fauci believes the numbers will continue to improve in terms of case counts and seven-day averages. Fauci noted vaccine data on kids ages 5 to 11 will be presented to the FDA soon, calling it another step in moving out of the pandemic. He added that outdoor Halloween activities should be safe, but he strongly recommends people get vaccinated. A Colorado Springs clinic has been officially removed from Colorado's list of approved COVID-19 vaccine providers. The state had suspended the Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic as a provider back in April over concerns about vaccine storage, health and safety requirements, and billing for vaccinations. The investigation determined that the clinic had violated a number of policies and would no longer be allowed to administer vaccines.
Patients like Brian Warby, however, who's been continuing to push for answers, feels like there needs to be more government accountability on how this happened in the first place.
I want to understand the whole situation. I also want to understand, were there procedures and or policies that weren't followed that allowed this situation to occur?
The Dr. MoMA Health and Wellness Clinic, still listed as a federally approved provider of monoclonal antibody treatment for COVID-19.
Mark Redwine will spend 48 years in prison for the 2012 murder of his 13-year-old son, Dylan. A judge in La Plata County handed down the sentence Friday, noting aggravating circumstances in the case. Dylan's mother, Elaine Hall, following the sentencing.
You know, just listening to all his lies and his silence. At this point, it was more about, you know, the peace I needed for myself and my family than any anger or resentment I have towards him. He can work that out for the next 48 years.
Prosecutors told jurors that Dylan had found disturbing photos of his father, which triggered a confrontation that sent Redwine into a rage, leading him to kill his son.
Colorado Springs police investigating a late Sunday night armed robbery at a business off of Austin Bluff, south of Stetson Hills. Suspect still on the loose this morning. Police called the business just after 10:30 last night. An undisclosed amount of money was taken from that business. No suspect information was provided by CSPD. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office investigating the death of a woman whose body was found in neighboring Douglas County. Body found off of Highway 83 and North Pinery Parkway on Saturday. Initial identification shows that the woman, believed to be part of an ongoing case here in El Paso County, an autopsy is being conducted. The Sheriff's Office Major Crimes Unit now handling that investigation.
A medical condition could be the cause of a deadly single vehicle accident in the city's northeast side near Tutt and Stetson Hills. Investigators say the vehicle was turning left onto Tutt Sunday afternoon from Iceberg Pass Way, hitting a light pole in the intersection. Witnesses rushed in to provide first aid until first responders could get there. The driver was taken to an area hospital where she later died of her injuries. A group that holds an annual tribute to Christopher Columbus in Pueblo is still planning to hold the event, even though Colorado no longer marks or celebrates Columbus Day. It's being reported that the Sons of Italy are still planning to hold the event this morning at the Columbus statue near the library there. It's also believed that 3rd Congressional District Representative Lauren Boebert will be in attendance to speak at the event. Colorado started celebrating Columbus Day last year, replacing the Monday holiday with Cabrini Day. The day is also celebrated as Indigenous Peoples Day in other communities, including Colorado Springs and Manitou Springs.
And a chef who's been living in a van with his wife after losing his job, now serving food again after his story was shared on TikTok. Tony Rojas lost his job due to the pandemic and has been living in a van with his wife for the past 18 months. Charlie Rocket runs a foundation called The Dream Machine, and when he heard that Tony's dream was to own a food truck, he got to work.
As we're rallying all of our fans and the social media and like, having the food truck's just the beginning.
A foundation gifted Rojas with a food truck during an event in America the Beautiful Park yesterday. The event had a goal of raising $50,000 to help Rojas and his family.
Good looking weather for your Monday afternoon, mostly sunny and mild with temperatures in the mid-60s, Colorado Springs 72 in Pueblo. Major changes coming our way on Tuesday. Strong winds gusting 40 to 50 miles an hour with thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon out across the plains, and then snow developing tonight and overnight in the mountains out to our west. Cooler temperatures for your Tuesday with a high of 62 degrees, 68 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.